I thought I'd just kind of reflect on something, really. Reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18 onwards. It's page 1080 in the Bibles in the seats there. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where are the wise? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through the wisdom, its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Heavenly Father, commend this time to you and pray for the inspiration of your Holy Spirit for the glory of Christ's name. Amen. Some time ago, I Googled, you know how you Google things. I Googled a question. I can't remember what the question was, but it was the same type of question or of the order of, when did a human being first step foot on the moon? Of course, the answer was 1969. But then at the bottom of it, it said, tick if you like this answer, tick if you don't like this answer. Now, most people liked the answer, but a significant minority of people said they didn't like the answer. Now, if the majority of people, what if it tipped over to the majority of people not liking the answer? Does that mean that the first person to set foot on the moon didn't set foot on the moon in 1969? Did it change the truth one bit? It didn't, did it? It wouldn't do, would it? We've just been reading recently, haven't we, in our newspapers about the kind of social attitudes survey in the UK that showed the number of people who believe and call themselves Christians is slipping away and going down and down, and I think it's just about in a minority now. Does that mean, does that change the fact that Jesus died on the cross? Does it change the fact that he walked this earth, that he was born a human being, that he taught some of the most amazing teaching ever taught, that he healed the sick and raised the dead? Is that less real because the minority of people believe it now and the majority don't believe it? And I think most significantly, does it change the fact that Jesus rose from the dead? The minority of people believe it, the majority no longer believe it. When Paul wrote these words in Corinthians, Christians were a tiny, tiny minority, absolutely tiny minority, but those who did believe in Christ were so convinced of the truth, even though they were swimming against a very powerful tide, they were prepared to die for that truth. They knew it was to be true. They knew it to be true, and it didn't matter to them that they were now this tiny minority. They were gripped by the truth. One of the testimonies in the New Alpha video is from one of the scientists that was involved in the Human Genome Project. He's one of the top guys in the Human Genome Project. And he was describing he was giving his own testimony, and he was saying how he hadn't been brought up in a Christian home. And he kind of viewed that with a sense of relief because it meant he hadn't been indoctrinated into Christianity. And he kind of felt sorry for Christians that they should have been brainwashed or whatever. And then in his work as a doctor, he had encountered an old woman who had suffered terribly, but was facing that suffering with an amazing strength that came from her Christian faith. And she asked him out of the blue once, "Do you have a faith, doctor?" And of course his answer was, well, he didn't. But he thought, here I am, I'm a scientist, I'm a person who bases my belief on evidence. I believe that things have to be sifted, evidence has to be sifted to get to the truth. And I've never actually looked at the evidence for Christianity. And so that sent him actually looking at the evidence. And as he explored the evidence, he became convinced that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, and that he rose from the dead. And he's now a committed Christian. He's a committed Christian because he looked at the evidence, and the evidence drew him to the truth, and the truth got hold of him. And so this tiny minority of Christians who were so convinced of the truth that Jesus had died for our sins and that Jesus had risen from the dead, just went out there with a message of truth, that message. And there was, you might call it just an explosion of truth, that this truth just began to get grip more and more people. More and more people came to see it. More and more people were transformed by it. More and more people come into a relationship with the one who says, I am the truth. And it's still the same today. You know, one of the great things, great privileges I've had over my time here as vicar is doing Alpha courses. And the Alpha courses set out the evidence for the Christian faith. And it's just great to see people who have come along, sometimes quite agnostic, sometimes quite antagonistic, just having their eyes opened and realizing, actually, it is true. He is truth. And then they're transformed by that truth. Sometimes in my Christian life, I've not been as aware of God's presence as at other times. And it's at those times, in fact, the first time it happened was I had a very clear Christian conversion, and for weeks and months after it, I was on cloud nine with joy, and I'd never known joy before, and I'd known what it was to be happy, but I hadn't known what joy was, and I knew joy. And then that joy went. And I thought, oh, what's wrong? And anyway, I then had to go back and actually look at the evidence again for the resurrection. And I was so convinced again that it is true. And so at other times now in my life, when I don't feel as close to God as at other times, I hang on to the fact that it's true, that Jesus rose from the dead, that Jesus died for me. And that's the thing that kind of keeps me going. So it's often not the emotion, it's not the feeling, it's the truth. And that's always how it should be, isn't it? That our emotions, our feelings should follow truth. And we don't decide the truth by how we feel. The truth is the truth, whether we feel it's the truth or not. It is the truth. And the truth is the truth, whether the majority of people acknowledge it or not. The truth is what it is. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And what I'd encourage young Christians to do is to kind of look at the evidence. Just be sure that your faith is firmly grounded. That it's great to be in church and it's great to be lifted in by the Spirit into the presence of God and worship. And that's a great thing that keeps us going as Christians. It kind of energizes us. It gets life in perspective. It helps us to live our daily lives in the strength that God provides. But all of that must be founded on the facts what actually happened 2,000 years ago in Palestine when Jesus walked this earth. And if we've grasped that, or if that more accurately, if that has grasped us, then that would so change us that others might actually start to think, do you know, maybe there is some truth in this after all. Maybe this Jesus is really more than I've ever thought he was. Maybe he is indeed the truth. So it doesn't matter if we're in one sense, if we're in a minority. In another sense, it does, because it has to be said, it's easier to be a Christian when you're in a majority. There's more pressure, especially on young people, if they're swimming against the tide. But if it really is true, then that's where our strength must come from. It comes from the truth. And if we are really grasped and gripped by that truth, then that might just be the thing that opens somebody else's eyes to start to look again at Jesus. And as they look, find that he is the way and the truth and the life.